try to come to work every day and do my job, you know, and that's the Patriot way, but that's also the way I've always done it, you know, just trying to do my job.
But do you try to be like a coach on the field? Do you, you're the signal caller, so you've
you got to communicate, you know. Right. That's what football is all about. It's a team sport and making sure everyone's on the same page. You know, that's my job, and I'll take pride in it. You want to just go in a circle? Just go all around?
I was going to talk about C.J. Spiller. Obviously, the past couple weeks, you guys have had a little bit of difficulty shutting down the run. Mm. One more opportunity here to maybe get your ducks in a row with regard to the running game here with him.
Yeah, he's an explosive player. You know, you look over the last 4 or 5 weeks, you know, he's had more explosive runs than anybody. And he'll be a challenge for us, and hopefully we can get it done.
Gerard, you guys haven't lost to the same team twice in a year in a long time. Do you guys have any extra fire coming this game, seeing that you've lost to Buffalo?
You know, it's a divisional game, and, you know, that's enough fire in itself, you know. So we're focused on this game and this game alone and getting a victory.
And do you expect to be in there the whole game, even if the score might be in your favor?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm ready to go 60 minutes. You know, I enjoy playing the game, and, you know, I never want to come out. So.
How tough has it been this year not to or sort of – not pay attention to the defensive criticism and just come?
You know, to be honest with you, you know, I played a lot of football, you know, maybe not in the elite, in the pros, but, you know, in college and everything. And I've been on great defenses, I've been on, you know, bad defenses. But at the end of the day, I don't pay attention to anything in the media. You know, I rarely watch television. You know, on my free time, I play a little Call of Duty. So I don't pay any attention to anything like that.
You've been hurt this year and in years past. Mm-hmm. How playing through injuries, overcoming something like that, how difficult is it? How much do you pride yourself on being able to do that?
Oh, yeah, it's tough, you know, but at the end of the day, you have to have that mental toughness. And, you know, in football, there will be injuries, and you just have to get through them and bounce back. So.
The new scheme, now that you're 15 games in, how have you liked it?
You know, whatever the coaches want to do, I'm going to give you that answer. Whatever the coaches want to do, that's what I'm willing to do. And, you know, it changes every week. So there's no telling what we'll do the following week. Mm-hmm.
Gerard, what are some of the areas the Bills' offense will challenge your defense?
You know, I think it starts with, you know, just all the weapons they have, you know, starting with the quarterback. You know, if you give him time back there, he'll pick you apart. Then I think Stevie Johnson, he's a great wide receiver for him. And then C.J. Spiller over the last 4 or 5 weeks has been, you know, great, you know, explosive player. And we'll have to stop him.
What can you take from the week 3 loss that you guys did? You'll need to do better this time around.
Just finish the game. You know, we were on top of those guys at the half, you know, pretty well, and we just had to finish. You know, put 60 minutes together. We've been talking about that all year and have yet to put a 60-minute game together, and that's the goal for this week.
How much does Bill ramp it up during a week like this, knowing that you had lost to the team earlier in the season and this team hasn't lost to the same opponent since 2000?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, Bill's always the same. You know, he's the same with you guys, he's the same with us all the time, so not that much of a difference. We're going out to win the game, and that's the goal.
How much does that approach help when maybe externally there's not a lot of focus on the actual game?
You know, to be honest with you, we always talk about, you know, ignoring the noise. And we don't really pay attention to the media or, you know, to anything like that. We're just focused on the Bills, and that's what we're doing.
There's no you don't get a hat and T-shirt for getting the number one seed, but is that a goal that you guys, you know, go into a season with, or is that something that you guys really look to as a big achievement?
You know, definitely. You know, anytime you can, you know, play at home, and we're always tough to play here at home, it's a great thing for us. And that is a goal, and hopefully we can get it done this week.
What do you think makes playing here so difficult for the opposition, Gerard?
You know, we have great fans, you know, and we just feel comfortable here. And, you know, we execute well here. You know, we practice in the stadium. We just feel at home.